Welcome everybody, this is episode 3, podcast, Lunatrix UK.
Hey!
So, first of all, I think we should just say that we weren't very happy with episode 2.
Introductions.
Do we do introductions?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to just roll with it. Introductions. Chris Paste, and to my right.
Boyd Adams, to my right.
Paste has blown it. He's forgotten everything.
I've blown it from the start. I've blown it from the fucking
start. And to his right is the one and only San Andreas Met.
I'm so caught up on getting the intro right.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody. This is podcast 1-3. Sorry. Apologies, first off.
The continuity master won't allow it.
May I apologise for Paste?
May I also apologise for Matt?
The second episode that we did, we sort of listened to it ourselves. I think it was 47 times each, yes?
Yeah. It's only 48 listens.
It's a joke, it's 3,642 listens.
Yeah, to Alpine Star of Dan Easy out there, we're really big followers. We weren't happy with it. And I think the reason was because, you know, we're learning and it's the start of all this sort of stuff. So we've decided that this time round we're going to start off a little bit different. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, no, you left. But we're going to keep it relatively short, sweet and wanting you craving for some more.
Craving.
So basically We're gonna do a few things different this time around. We hope you like it.
Yeah, we're gonna get rid of Boyd, so
yeah, and then we're gonna get rid of Matt and just leave it Paste.
Yes,
talking.
Yes,
Paste on his own.
Yes, on his own.
Then it'll really start getting going, this podcast.
Yeah.
So we've decided that we're gonna structure the podcast properly, and we're gonna sort of different sections, different things that have gone on during the week, and different gags that are going on.
So here we go.
You all know what we're going to talk about.
The first thing is the weekly roundup. What we've been doing.
The weekly roundup.
What's going on this week then, boys? What's been happening? What's been going down?
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since we did the last podcast.
It's been a long time.
Oh, so it's the bi-weekly, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah. The word weekly is used very loosely.
Yeah, the bi-weekly roundup, and
bi-weekly roundup's wrong, because it'd be every other week it'd be happening.
Why didn't we think about the weekly roundup when we actually thought about the weekly roundup?
I don't know.
It's not a week. It will be. It will be a weekly roundup.
It is a weekly roundup. No, it's the in-between podcast roundup.
Yeah.
Which is every week.
It hasn't been, has it?
But it will be.
So, don't email or Twitter us. Do email us. Tweet us. Yeah, so the weekly roundup. So, what has gone on in the past 2 weeks?
Been out a bit, actually. We've had a nice bit of weather. We had a bit of horrible weather after the second podcast, and then we had a nice bit of weather recently. I've been out today on my bike posting wedding invites.
Boys getting married, by the way, if you're wondering what was going on.
So I used my bike as
posting someone else's wedding invites.
Yeah, yeah. For a price.
I have another job.
For a prize.
I'll give you a good pal.
So I've been doing that. We had a bit of a funny, it's not really funny at the time, but my indicator snapped.
Terrible news.
Boyd had a tough day at work on Friday afternoon, didn't you?
Tough day at work on
tough
Friday.
Tough day at Friday. Yeah. Yeah, he came and met me on the bike at 1 o'clock.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
we don't edit.
Pseudonym.
And Matt had a 3-day weekend.
I broke down twice.
He broke down twice.
Not all right, son.
Yeah, so let me tell you a bit about what we've been doing then.
Do that.
Yeah, I will do.
Whilst reading the scripts.
I nearly ruined a future feature, if I get that out right. But, me and Pace went out, we got borrowed a GoPro.
We did. And a quick thank you to Griff, pseudonym, for the GoPro, which he let me borrow, and he allowed me to stick on the mount on the side, which you can't take off. So thanks very much, Greg, for that. Yeah, you can't take it off once you stuck it on. Well, you can, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you just can't take
well,
it
off. Well, he said to me it was worth 60p, so fuck
we'll
it.
We'll put a video up of it. It's quite cool, actually. We've those of it. You that have not used it before, yeah, obviously, if you can afford it, they're good.
They're really good. I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy one as well.
Yeah, I'll borrow yours.
Unless go.
I'll stick yours onto my helmet.
I'll be a hero. Hero to the guy. He's got to be strong.
He's got to be better.
He's fast. He's got to be fast. He's right.
Fresh from the fight.
GoPro, if you do want to, if you are listening, I know you will be, give us 3 GoPros to try off.
Yeah.
We are all game for that.
We want the black ones, so...
Mm-hmm. But yeah, not racist.
They were absolute. Well, it was.
So, I love silver.
Yeah, the silver one was brilliant. We have, and it's got the Wi-Fi connectivity, which basically allows you to turn it on from your phone if you want. But it also allows you to take off any of the media that you've captured just wirelessly, so you don't have to connect it up and all this shit that doesn't work ever.
Yeah,
this does work. You pull it straight off, and I thought, with it being a Wi-Fi application, I thought this isn't going to fucking work. They never work.
But it did,
and it worked a treat. It worked an absolute treat. 20 minutes of footage, 1.5 gig in 1080p, which is high, obviously, but it's not that high, really.
That's good. I do.
Actually, that's a good point. One thing to remember about these GoPros is, you buy the unit. And it's all singing, all dancing, comes all Sharones, great. But you then have to buy a micro SD card. And a 64 gig micro SD card is about £64.
Fuck off.
I'm telling you. Seriously, you can get them cheaper than that, I think, now. But that's what you've got to be careful of. So don't just go out buying it thinking you can go out that night and call yourself pulling fat weirdies.
Yeah.
Well, you
can't.
Yeah. You did.
I didn't buy it.
Good, and
I didn't do wheelies.
So we've been and that was just it. Was just a test ride, wasn't it? To see what the quality was like.
Yeah, it was
because
brilliant.
We're going to start going down the lines of videos,
yeah.
Video clips.
Well,
not,
we're
not just our own.
That.
Like, we're going to try and pull together some good clips for you.
We're going to talk
in the future.
About
yeah, but we'll come on to that later on. So that's what the point of the testing was about.
Yeah,
and obviously, so I'm a banter with the GoPro. Right, what else? What's the weather been like? Weather watch.
We've got a weather watch section as well.
So just interest to those of you that are listening to this in the year 2069,
yeah.
It is the something like 7th of September 2014.
It is the 7th.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Continue to master.
Yeah.
And it's started to pick up at the end of September again, but we...
It's the start of September.
Yeah, towards the end it'll pick up as well. And, the beginning started to pick up, the end of August, I mean. And
see into the future.
Yeah, you can. Future. And it was raining before that, and it was a couple of grim weeks, and I'd pretty much written off the rest of the summer and any more riding. But you do kind of get some couple of nice.
Because he's a pessimistic bastard. We've had, the last 2 days, it's been 25 degrees.
It's been 25 degrees. Well, it's cracking flags.
It was 25 degrees, sat at the traffic lights after 3 minutes in my car that said it was 25 degrees.
It's hot when you stop and you start getting Betty Swallows.
Betty Swallows.
When you
pull
levers. You know it's hot then.
Betty.
Yeah, but it's,
so that's
it's
what it's
the,
like today.
It's the third podcast now, so you've probably already come to grips with the fact that pace exaggerates things. He's one of them people, you know. Oh, my instructor drove past me on one wheel.
He fucking did.
Oh, it's 25 degrees when it's 18. You know,
it's not my fault that the thermometer is right next to the engine. That's not my fault.
So that's been the weather.
The
Mitsubishi's fault.
Weekly weather watch. But the projected weather is going to be quite good for the rest of the week as well. So into the middle of September.
Honestly,
we're doing well.
If we can.
We're doing well. We
just get up to the lakes again.
Yeah, definitely.
For just a night, if we can. And we'll do a podcast.
He's
if we
an
can.
Optimistic bastard. He's an optimist.
The missus can't fucking hear me. No, but I would love to just go up there for one more night. So do a day, a night, and a day.
One night.
And
one night in heaven.
We're going to get nailed with a lot of copyrights for fucking tunes. But yeah, and if we did, we could do a podcast actually sat inside the hostel. Pissed up after a night in
yeah, we
the loft.
The loft.
The loft.
If anyone ever goes to Keswick on a night out, try the Loft. Yeah. Great place.
And also,
they only give us free taxi rides home.
Kirkstone Pass as well.
Yeah, Kirkstone Pass is good, but it's haunted. Be careful.
It's haunted. In fact, we should stay there. We should stay there and do a podcast from there.
What, invite bloody Yvette Fielding up?
It's fucking. I'm telling you, you'd be shitting yourself.
Sam!
So, what we're going to do now, we're going to talk about
Matt's Newbie Files.
The Newbie Files.
Matt is going to give us an update on his newbiness.
And how he's finding
and how he's
riding.
Getting on for you Newbertons.
Right, so anyone who doesn't know, I've only been riding for what? 2 months? 2 months now? Is it even that long? Probably about that sort of ball.
Feels
back,
like longer, actually.
Yeah, because I'm so good, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
No, so seriously, I had my first 2 breakdowns this week. Yeah, 2
amazing.
In a week.
Amazing.
None for 2 months and 2 in a week. The first one was the GoPro testing night.
Yeah.
Me and Paste on for a ride, Chris Paste. Coming towards the end of the... No, sorry, forgive me. At the start of the ride, we're ascending up a hill. And my power started going... Blah, 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 intermittent. Couldn't work it out. Obviously, he'd fucked off. He'd done one. Left me on my own. So
Until we got to the next turning.
I went over the top, yeah, and I said to him, been a bit... sluggish, like, don't know what, I couldn't really diagnose what the crap was. It felt like I was running out of petrol. That's what it was like. When you go, blah, 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 it was like, it was sluggish.
Juggering.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah. So Paste, with the optimistic view, he went, Biri.
He's an optimist!
Biri. So yeah, and it didn't happen again. So I thought, yeah, it's Biri. Biri. As soon as we bumped
but
this,
as we know, he
and we went our separate ways.
As soon as I left.
As soon as he left, it fucked it. I was going doing about 60 and it went tits up. So I pulled over, like literally engine cut out on a 2, on a twin, like it doesn't normally do that, does it? Like normally if you're going, it normally keeps on going. So
yeah.
I didn't have a fucking clue what was going on. So obviously it was because we'd just bumped fists and he'd gone in separate ways, it was the longest possible moment before I could get hold of Paste again, which was great, great for me, because I had nothing to do. So tried what I thought I knew, like in terms of bumping. Never tried to bump a bike before, so I didn't know what I was doing. Probably looked like a noob at the side of the road.
Noob.
Yeah, people going, the riders were going past me with thumbs up, and I was just going, thumbs up, back to them, like, okay, yeah, I'm all right, mate, just broken down.
We've actually got a video of this as well.
Yeah, so eventually I got all the Paste. Came back and we tried what he thought he did. So he tried to have a go at bumping it, didn't you, lad?
I tried everything. I tried, well,
sweating your little bollocks off, weren't you?
I was.
Very little.
You what? you try the 3 major ones, don't you? Electrics, you try fuel, and you try power.
Well, you actually quizzed me on my fuel over the phone.
I did, yeah. Well, if I could fucking save myself from coming out, then yeah. But,
you could hear the fuel in the tank.
Yeah, I tried bumping it, and usually you get quite a high success rate bumping it.
Not with this.
But this was being an absolute fucker, wasn't it?
But anyway, so we embarked on taking the bike to bits. So for me, first time I've ever taken my seat off, first time I've ever taken any panelling off the bike whatsoever, so I was loving it. Because Pace thought you'd just have to tighten up the connection on the battery, so just tighten up the connections, mate, yeah, it'd be reet.
Well, funnily enough, I was actually telling him about what happened when we were going out for a ride up the lakes that time.
Yeah.
And you had a loose connection on your negative
connection,
terminal.
No power to the bike.
Yeah. And
it was
so
the first ride of
just...
the summer as well. I was fucking gutted.
So
you try everything, don't you?
So Pace, the optimist, said, yeah, just tighten these up, mate, and you'll be reet. Turn it over and you'll be reet. So he did it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nada.
Yeah, and 2 other lads pulled over, didn't they? One was a mechanic. He had a van with someone else's bike in the back because they'd fucked it.
Yeah, basically.
So he told us where the fuse box was. We took all the fuses out.
Yeah.
And still nothing.
Got a bit of Henry cloth on it, tried fucking sanding it down. Yeah. Still nothing going on with it.
I'm grooming out by this point because I'm thinking, Pace's going to do one. I'm going to sit and wait
for it. But little did he know that he's got breakdown cover with Nat West that he thought covered him for his bike, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
So that's a good job we got started.
Just putting my toolkit back in the back seat of my bike, and as I'm putting my hand in, I realised that the clip off the back of the ECU was loose, and it clipped back in, and I looked at it at pace, I went, that's going to be it. Kicked it over, started first time, music to my ears.
Yeah, pure relation.
You know the feeling. You've all been there.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I've been there.
So, yeah, that was the first one. That was brilliant. So, yeah, pissed off home. Well happy that I took it back together. But it took taken apart, put it back together, and it started. The second one, we're out on another ride with Boyd over here. And
oh, really?
I did the... The proper newbie trick of leaving your lights on. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
It must have been.
I did think that, but I didn't say you. Did you leave your key in the bike?
Yeah. So, yeah.
The latest man.
Left my lights on.
His battery.
Yeah, so luckily, we're at one of our old friend's house who is a techno master.
He used to race this guy.
Cars.
Yeah, he used to race cars, like, properly until he had a bad accident.
Well, he came running out like a fireman with bloody electric reel in one hand.
Seven different battery chargers.
Two. Oh, that one's shit, I'm going to use this other one. It's a high-speed charger. Put this on. And after about half an hour, presto.
Job done.
Yeah, job done.
And then on the way to this person's house, we'll go in. I fitted a new tail tider the other week. This was a fucking blag fitting it. I have to take the whole rear panel off. And then as I walked past, fitted it all, snapped one of the indicators by banging into my hip. Had to refit it all. Anyway, I'm riding to this place, and my fucking left one went. Anyway, of course, Anthony, the guy with the... The battery chargers obviously came to the rescue. We just fitted it up with some cable ties.
Why did it go? What happened?
No idea. He just saw it wobbling.
On the ride after he'd been hard at work on the Friday.
I have no idea. It must have been knocked by something.
Well, that's what I thought, because you were in a bad mood anyway because you'd lost your little neckerchief.
Yeah.
We came over Top Road, which is a great road near us from Bolton to Belmont. Yeah. It's called Top Road. If you're ever in the area, get over it. It's quality.
That's the GoPro footage that's testing, that we'll put on.
So I was behind Boyd, and he's already had a bit of a moan because he lost his neckerchief. Well, his mum's moved his neckerchief, and he's gone having a moan. So like, and for about 400 yards away, coming over the top road, I thought his indicator's falling off. If I had a microphone in my helmet, I'd be going.
So, he's going to be well pissed.
So I left him for a bit. I tried flashing him, waving my arms, but nothing.
But it was good because I was in such a fucking bad mood anyway. I just went, oh, fuck it. Normally I'd have been like, oh, God, I need to sort this out.
It's
but,
devastating little bits like that because it's only small.
It can really annoy
you. They do your head in,
well, we posted it on Lunatrix UK Twitter straight away. And straight away we got retweets and comments saying bad times. Everyone's been there.
Yeah.
Everyone has been there. Brilliant. But yeah, it got fixed up at Anthony's house. With cable ties, and that's how it's going to stay.
So that's the roundup for Matt's newbie files.
The newbie files. So, another section we thought we would put in is the top trumps. Sorry, I'm just thought. I'm sort of thinking that we've missed something out in the weekly roundup, which was a really important part of it, which was the Kawasaki information. That was supposed to be in the weekly roundup, wasn't it? It's H2. Let's talk about it just quickly. So for everybody, now you know about the gags.
That was based top trump.
So basically, I read MCN, and
he can read. Look
at the pictures.
I can read. Look at the pictures. My girlfriend reads it for me. No, and one of the major pieces of news that's coming out is that on the 30th of this month, Kawasaki have sort of released a little snippet of information. There's two videos that they've put out, which is... that wasn't anything derogatory. Basically... I lost my train of thought then. Yeah, they've put out two little snippets of information, two little videos, which sort of amount to what we think is going to be...
Can you give us a rendition of what one of them sounds like?
Yeah, I can try that, yeah.
So they've just released one. It's just an audio clip.
Well, the first video...
And the audio clip goes like...
Well, the first video was making dreams come true or something. And then the second video was an audio clip that went
That's
something...
That's not happening. That's just the video you were watching last night.
The second audio... It was. It was two videos.
Each video.
Yeah, the second audio clip goes a little bit like this. So obviously from that... You can easily tell
I
that
think
it's a supercharger.
More like this.
So we think.
No. It goes.
That's more like it.
It doesn't do that.
It doesn't go like that.
It's a supercharger, right? That's what I'm putting my money on. Now, what they reckon it could be is they reckon it's possibly a litre, 1,000cc supercharger. Boys lost it. I possibly think it could be a 750 supercharger, which would be brilliant because Quack haven't had anything really in the... 750 range for a while, so that would be sweet. Boyd's lost it. He still lost it. But no, if it is a litre, then brilliant. Anything, to be honest. Anything with a supercharger.
We are all excited about it, though.
Very. So the 30th, and I was thinking maybe we could do a special podcast on that when that comes out, whether it be a 15-minute or whatever, but just to go through it. So, yeah, so that was the weekly roundup. So, you may not be aware, but the next section of the podcast is Paste Top Trumps.
Oh, I've just followed through.
So, this section is...
Game and Joe.
Gonna be between...
You have to edit that.
So this section is gonna be a little bit of a quiz. And we're gonna do this every podcast. And this week's is gonna be very interesting, boys. Because, obviously, as the name suggests, it is a Top Trumps competition. And
is there a prize?
There isn't.
Brilliant.
So you know, there's a lot to play for.
The best form of quiz.
There's this pen.
The Gewinnerin. So this
that's
week...
That's German for winner.
There's five bikes that you can choose from, lads. And the bikes this week are all 125cc learner bikes that are superbike lookalikes. Okay, so you've got...
Nice.
You've got the Yamaha YZF R125. You've got the KTM RC 125, which I absolutely love the look of, and I love the look of the YZ as well. The Aprilia RS4 125, the Raiju RS3 NKD, and the Honda CBR 125R. Now, gentlemen, which bike would you like to choose for your Top Trumps bike?
You have the Yamaha, the KTM, the Aprilia, the Raiju, or the Honda?
I'll go for KTM. Not the KTM.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to go for.
Right, the so Raiju. Boyd's going to go for the CBR.
Yes.
RR. Interesting. Okay, so I would like someone to keep score, and it's going to be out of five. Okay? So, these are great. This is great. Okay,
we hope you all know how Top Trumps works, but if you don't, it goes like this. Each bike or each trump that you have is assigned a certain parameter. So, for example, if we were going to do it with comic books, for example, you would have Superman and Batman, and you would have a scoring for their power. So Superman might have a power score of 9, but Batman might have a power score of 6. Obviously, because you had Superman, you would win. But if it was technology... Obviously, Batman's score would be higher, so you would win. So that's the way it works.
If you've not had any dealings with Top Trumps, what have you been doing all your life?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you all?
Right, okay, so Matt, you have chosen the KTM.
Yes, I
have. And Boyd, you have chosen the smaller sister bike of yours, which is the Honda CBR125R.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so, first of all...
Okay, are we going to do categories, tell what the categories are first, or are we going
to... I'm just
going
to ask you. Yeah, I'm just going to ask you one by one. So, if you want to put 1 to 5 down there, Boyd, I'll just do it as you're going.
Yeah.
Here we go. So, the first one is price. Whose bike is the most expensive?
But it doesn't work. That's all jokes.
Well, it does, doesn't it? If I say price.
Yeah, yeah, but then whichever one is
the highest,
the lowest price wins the top trump.
All right, okay. So
what have you been doing with your life? You don't know how top trumps work.
So if I say...
So you read out, and then obviously I want the lower price, so you'll read out one price, and then you'll read out the next price.
Sorry.
And then hopefully mine will be cheaper.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay, so price then. Price. So whose is the cheapest?
I'm going to say mine's the most expensive.
You've gone for the KTM,
there. KTM, yeah.
Yeah, I think yours will be the most expensive on this. So I think you might get a point there on me.
Right, well, Boyd, you have got a point because the CBR is £3,599 and the KTM is £4,499.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah,
it's a grand dearer.
Whoop, whoop! 1 point to Boyd!
But I must say, if you ask me, it is an incredibly gorgeous...
Can I set the moral high ground? Because they'd say mine was more expensive, so... Can I get half?
Yeah, but you don't get a trump for that.
Yeah, but I have point.
Yeah.
Right.
Half a Dixon.
1 point to Boyd.
Half a new point.
Now then, this is the good one. Okay, there's two good ones coming up, but this is a good one. Top speed. Right? Top speed.
Oh, you bastard.
Can I see it? Can I just have a look
This, right, is down to a point of a mile an hour. Okay?
Get out.
It's down to a point of a mile an hour.
Are you all right?
So, what do you reckon it is?
You know, the point is goes to who's fastest.
Yeah, the fastest, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, now you're asking each other what the point goes down to. So, what are you doing in your life?
No, you can't say fastest. That.
Surely the Honda's got to be the quicker. I think I've got the point here.
Well, what's your guess then?
What's your guess?
98 miles an hour.
Sorry.
No, it's 83.
Okay, 83 is more conservative.
And I think that's optimistic, but
I don't think... Can I just put it right? I don't think his bike's that fast.
Hold on. It isn't his bike.
No, for this scenario, it's his bike.
It will be if I win. I might buy one.
What did you go for? What did you say? What did you say?
83 miles an hour. Well, I think it's going to be more like 77, but yeah.
I'm going to go for 79.2.
Well, it's funny, Boyd. You should have gone for 77.
Damn it!
Because it is Boyd's bike... is 77.4 mile an hour. That's GPS calibrated.
Nice.
But Metz wins with 77.5 mile an hour.
And I was closer in my guess as well, so that's two.
Goodness me. I mean, you've got to say, for a 125,
yeah, that's good.
Four-cylinder, that is a bloody good top speed.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a bloody good top speed.
So he's won by 0.1,
so
1 point
now,
each.
So now, an even better test for these bikes, really... is the 0 to 50 time. Not to 60, 0 to 50, okay? So what do you reckon?
0 to 60 if you're lucky.
0 to 50. CBR, what do you reckon?
Interesting this.
0 to 50.
0 to 50.
0 to 50.
I'm going to say something like...
Kilometers, isn't it, miles?
Because...
Miles per hour.
Because they've not got... Are you going to do brake horsepower? On one of them, because I was going to say...
I can't say that.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything until...
Because they don't have much brake horse, but they're so light, you see. I don't know, maybe something like 0 to 50 in 6.7 seconds.
Ooh.
I mean, it doesn't matter anyway, because the quickest one will win, but that's my guess.
I'm going to go for 8.2.
You're both well out.
Right.
All right. And I think the reasoning is for that is if it was a two-stroke, like the older ones, like an RS125, you'd probably be looking at those sort of figures. With them being a four-stroke, Boyd, your 0 to 50 is
11.54
seconds. Med, yours is 11.43
seconds.
Okay. So what's the score now?
2-1 to me.
2-1 to Teabag.
Alright, okay. Right, we're going to go with now miles per gallon. Oh, all right.
God.
Which is an
bearing
absolute...
in mind, we've had no prior knowledge to this. We are going from cold.
Miles per gallon is brilliant. Miles per gallon is brilliant.
No,
because
you're gonna go first
because
on
regardless
this
of
first
regardless of who you think wins, you're gonna fucking spritzer at this. You're not gonna believe
right.
this. But
all right.
Anyway.
Okay, so that gives us a clue.
Okay, what's your guesses at miles per gallon? Miles per gallon, taking into account that ours are probably between 25 and 30 miles per gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
Riding conservatively. So.
So we're just riding conservative. What's
no? This
general?
Is just
this will just be
this is a tested
standard
miles
yeah.
per gallon on
yeah,
the bike. Yeah, like riding it.
Della just tested it over.
So, yeah.
So Med, what do you reckon yours is, miles per gallon?
I'm trying to guess. I'm going to have to guess and 60.
Okay.
60 miles
60
per gallon.
I guess, because he said 20 to 25 on his.
Yeah.
I've never ran that long, by the way, so if it's wrong, I don't know.
I think you're probably looking... I don't think you're far... I think you're in the right kind of area, whether we are or not. I'm going to go for... around the 50 mile per gallon mark.
You're both well out.
Right.
You're well out.
100.
Nope.
Higher or lower?
I'm really interested.
Med, your miles per gallon is 77
wow,
miles per gallon.
That's incredible.
All right.
That's incredible.
Boyd, your mile per gallon is...
Here we go.
80.2
yes!
miles per gallon. 80.2. And do you want to know something as well?
Wow.
You
can't even... You can struggle to get cars that compete with that.
Yeah, and I can't... Well, I'll leave this to the end. The
so
other
it's two apiece.
It's two apiece. Oh, actually, then I can tell you now because my other one's going to be something else, but...
Well, there's got to be a winner.
No, there will be a winner. I've got one more trump, but I'm going to tell you another thing. That the actual fuel capacity of these bikes is 13 litres.
Each?
Well, 13 litres.
13,
right.
What's 13. He got? What's his capacity?
Actually, yours is 10 litres, Mad.
Is it?
10 litres.
That's so mental. 13 litres.
Yeah,
mine would litres. Take about... Mine wouldn't be that dissimilar to that, really, in litre capacity, would they? That 1,000cc bikes.
I think mine's 17 litres.
Yeah, I think
mine's 17 litres.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
For the winner, I think the only true way... of doing it now.
We're going to do brake horse.
Is brake horsepower.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do brake horsepower.
We've been given a bit of information there on the speed, mile per gallon and cost that you could possibly factor
well,
in.
Well, to put it into context then, if you take your test on an A2 licence, you're restricted to 33 brake horsepower.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So as a learner, okay, taking that into account, these are the top, the bleeding edge of...
Yeah.
125s at the moment, okay?
Yeah.
Good boy,
so, Boyd, what do you think your brake horsepower is?
I think you're looking at around 20 brake horse.
Okay.
Kind of area.
Matt?
I'd say for mine.
Yeah. 22.
Right. For the win.
For the win. Come on the Honda!
Boyd, your brake horsepower is 13.4
okay.
brake horsepower at 10,000 RPM.
Come on.
Med?
I know, because you saved the last one, the highest figure to you.
13.1.
Come on.
13.4
come on the bags.
Brake horsepower at 10,000 RPM. Med?
Go for it.
At 9,500 RPM, your brake horsepower... is
14.7.
No! So
that's incredible.
But I think we can all take from that these bikes are fucking mint. I mean,
and we can all take that from that teabag's the win.
The 3-2 for the teabag.
The 125s.
Well done, Matt. You get the pen.
Let's leave that now as a running scoring thing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the at Christmas.
Yeah.
The winner has to do a present. The loser has to do a forfeit or whatever. So So just to go through those two bikes there.
Yeah.
The one that got the highest rating, by the way, and that came first in MCN's shootdown, was the R125 Yamaha, which produces 14.8 brake horsepower. And it does 90 miles
fucking
to the gallon.
Hell.
All right, on 11.5 liters, It does 77.8 mile an hour, which is faster than both of yours.
Both of them, yeah.
It does 0-50 in 11.2 mile an hour, which is faster than both of yours.
Damn it.
And from 20, from 20 to 50,
4-0, 5-0, whatever it was.
The roll on from 20 to 50 mile an hour is 14.9 seconds, which actually is slower than your two bikes. Overall, they rated it on the track as being a quicker bike. Really interesting that. I thought that.
And
was
I think aesthetically.
Brilliant. For me,
I quite like the KTM.
That's aesthetically, man. Yeah, I've got to say, the KTM have just brought out the RC 390, which is a 390cc. It's actually not. It's a bit less than that, but it's basically the 33 brake horsepower version of their learner bike.
Excellent.
It's identical to that, right? The other thing is that bike there, the 125, runs on a 150 rear tire, which when you think about it. That's what your bike runs on.
Yeah.
Which is mental.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there are videos. You want to watch a few. Get on MCN.
Have a look them up. We'll put a picture up of these bad boys. You can have a...
Yeah. In fact, I'll watch it as well. I'm going to put the review up on our Twitter account.
So, thanks to MCN for that bit of news. A good bit of journalistic reviewing that, actually, from MCN. We're quite impressed with that.
And that's a good little section. Yeah, that was Pace Top Trumps.
Pace Top Trumps.
So last bit of the podcast today is
last bit. It's only a short one, really, isn't it?
Talk. I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah. I don't want to touch it.
No.
Touch it.
By the way, that's the recording instrument, not anything derogatory. Yeah.
We have been in consultation with a consultant. Hashtag Ken Canuts.
Yeah.
Kenneth Bob Thark, all
who's going to be helping us work. He has his own company called L3 Creative. Check it out. I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
the hashtags.
Yeah, it's at L3 Creative on Twitter, and it's www.l3creative.co.uk.
Check it out now.
This company.
And he's been round, and we're going to move this on. Although a podcast is going to be a feature, we really want to develop this stuff, and we're going to extend our YouTube channel, start to get stuff up there, and we're looking at a website now.
I think I've got chili in my eye. I've got fucking chili in my eye.
By the way, if you're wondering what context that in, Met's been eating chili and lemon snack mix by Cofresh.
It's like one of those.
God,
like
it's all Indian shit. It's absolutely shit, this stuff. Whatever.
Shit!
So, made for sharing, apparently. Not made for putting in your eye.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, it's not meant for you.
Don't
meant
put
for
in your eye or touch your balls
iris,
after eating
especially your Jap's eye.
Wow.
So we've got a website coming, and you're going to fucking love it, fellow Lunar Trickers, because...
Fellow bikers.
Because we're not going to give too much away now, but it's going to be interactive. You're going to be able to get involved. And you're going to be able to share and interact forums, blogs. And we'd really like you to be part of it. But we're just giving you a bit of a snippet now of a tease of the things that are coming up. So we're looking forward to that, aren't we, boys?
We are. And I just want to second the thank yous to Kenny at L3 Creative, because he took time out this evening to come over. And I've got to say, we're only three lads, but we all are professionals in our sort of working domain.
Sector.
But yeah, we know about things like this, and you can tell when someone really knows what they're on about. And Kenny really does know what he's on about. He's brought stuff with him, mega professional, knows the game inside out, and he. It's just one of them things when you're sort of starting up a website or what have you, if you don't really know what you're doing, it can be an absolute minefield. And I've got to say that he's gone away from here, and not only has he sort of listened to what we want, but he's...
taken the feedback on board.
Yeah, he's sort of given us ideas that we possibly wouldn't have even thought of in the first place. And, you know, that's not paid for sort of thing. That's just the sort of service he provides. So, thank you to Kenny at L3 Creative.
Yeah, so look out for that. And... that's it, that's Boyd Adams signing off.
See you later, Boyd Adams. This is Andreas, mate.
See ya. See ya. Signing off.
And this is Chris Pace signing off.
Yeah, a good one. That
you
one
told you, I thought you'd be surprised.
How long?
22 minutes.
39 minutes.
39.